We now arrive at the fourth component we are exploring on this CD, how our compulsions can serve us on the journey back to ourselves. We have explored how compulsions, rather than being defects, are highly crafted survival systems that have taken care of us while we were far away from ourselves. We've taken a hard look at the truth that managing compulsions doesn't bring us the healing we long for. And we've realized that our relationship with our compulsions needs to change. Now it's time to explore how they can become our guides on the journey back to the joy of being fully alive. Odd as it may seem, compulsions, along with all the fear and self-judgment and despair they bring, exist to heal us to our core. They come from the deepest and wisest parts of us and bring all the experiences we need to move into true empowerment. One of the core gifts that compulsions will give us is that they won't let go as long as we are trying to get rid of them. In fact, they just get more powerful. They will only yield when they have taught us how to be present for whatever we are experiencing. There's a wonderful story about Sakka, the ruler of the Devas. While Sakka was out visiting the far reaches of his land, a sullen, pot-bellied dwarf came to visit the castle. Finding the king absent, he went up and sat on the throne. This was an act of supreme sacrilege. Sakka's followers tried to bully, shame, taunt, and scare the dwarf away, but to their dismay, he only grew bigger and stronger in exact proportion to the resistance to his presence. The king was called back from his journey in order to get rid of this unwanted guest. Upon entering the throne room, instead of challenging the dwarf, he draped his robe over its shoulders and knelt in respect before him. With every act of welcoming, appreciation, and recognition, the dwarf became smaller and smaller until finally he vanished. Compulsions are our dwarfs, and they are here to teach us that the art of true transformation comes not from trying to change what our experience is. It comes from the ability to be compassionately curious about whatever we are experiencing. I call this ability to be present for our immediate experience the art of engagement. Rather than trying to eradicate our compulsions, which just makes the dwarf on the throne inside of us bigger, engagement is about listening to and learning from them. For when we are engaged, we discover that hidden within every compulsive action are the keys to our healing. Engagement is not permission to indulge in compulsions. That would be just living in more unconsciousness. Rather, it is the willingness to stop fighting our compulsions so that we can see what is going on. Remember those puzzles from your childhood that showed a drawing with objects hidden within it that you had to find? It may have been a knife drawn into the trunk of a tree or a cat in a cloud. You had to shift your perspective to see what was there. As we shift our perspective on our compulsions, becoming curious rather than controlling, we discover that all the clues to the healing that we long for lie in whatever experience we are having right now. Our compulsions amplify those clues so that we can see them more clearly. Engagement is neither for nor against the compulsion. It's simply a passionate interest in what is happening and a compassionate meeting of what is there. When we start listening with curiosity to what is happening before, during, or after a wave of compulsive activities, the clouds engulfing our heads lift, and we become able to see the signs pointing the way along the path. Our attention not only fleshes out the clues, but it also highlights the hidden parts of us that are fueling the compulsion. And in adding compassion to our attention, these parts are transformed in the vast regions of our hearts. Rumi, a 13th century poet, wrote about the power of being present for our experience in his poem, The Guest House. This being human is a guest house. Every morning is a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. What a statement that is. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. What Rumi is alluding to is one of the great secrets of transformation. The challenges in our lives are here to clear us out for some new delight. We are not given difficulties because we have screwed up or because the higher power in charge of it all has it in for us. Just as knights of old knew that they needed a noble adversary in order to develop their skills, we too need the great teacher of our challenges to recognize and live as ourselves. The challenges of our lives are like weights on a weight machine. They strengthen within us the capacity to become conscious human beings. You are not compulsive because you are a weak-willed ninny, and you are not a failure for having been unable to control them. In fact, the opposite is true. For if you had been able to control them, you would only be half alive, and you wouldn't be listening to this CD, exploring the journey back to living from your essence. Right now, feel what it would be like if, instead of judging yourself for being compulsive, you honored the courage of your soul to take on compulsions in order to grow into the fullness of your potential.